Welcome to Energy First Responders. It's 12th day of November 2025. As we move through the fall-like energies with less light and more darkness, time to rest, to go inside. As we allow ourselves to come together as a group and to allow the energies to move through us. Golden light from the source within. We can often experience it as coming through the center above, 2 feet above our head, all the way down to the center below, 2 feet below our feet. Our soul, our self, activating. And the energy of the earth from 2 feet below our feet, the earth star, all the way up out the top of the head. We allow that unbelievable loving nature of the earth, who in a way is our keeper, who creates. And we ask and allow for all the wonderful rhythms to come through us as we get more and more fully present in our body. Allow our breath, just breathing in very gently and breathing out long with a sigh. As we feel more. And we allow our own relationship to nature. All of the amazing, delightful things that we have had experience with in our lives. We were talking earlier, the butterflies. Creatures as small as a hummingbird. Creatures as large as a black bear. As well as plants that nurture us, that give us unbelievable resources. For food for us and our bodies and what we need. We begin to rest inside very deeply, going deeper and deeper. And as our gratitude grows for nature, the natural world, ways to better interact. Mankind has tried and so far failed to control the ways of nature. And mostly today we would like to create a space, almost like a bridge, so that humanity and nature can become much more in resonance. And this is partly through the elements, the elementals, and a group called the Elohim, spiritual level. As we begin to understand earth, air, fire, water, ether, or for those with the Chinese medicine tradition, different elements. And remember the times when we rested in nature. The ions that we breathe in that are very healing and invigorating, the negative ions that are so helpful. When people just go for a walk, even just with trees. And as we begin to understand the ways of nature, for example, the way in which nature has trees that talk to each other through their roots, how they had great community even though they can't move from place to place. Telling each other what's going on. How so much of the animal kingdom also works in family, community, and with a rhythm as we allow humanity as it's moving out of the lower vibratory rates to have more and more of this natural rhythm, rhythm of nature. And we ask to open the space today, what we call higher dimensions, as we're living in a multidimensional world. Which I choose to call the new MD, the new doctor. And as these multidimensional energies flow through us and we ask for them to be with ease and grace. Ease and grace. Any excess energies today going straight into the grid system there of the energies of the earth. As we go into grounding, and perhaps you might even want to yawn, even if you don't feel like it, it's a very good way to ground. Come more and more into the body. And these multi-dimensional MDs have that wisdom that's beyond what we have. We ask now to open the space for our group and then through the group all of humanity, all of nature. I shorthand that into three areas: plants, the animals, the minerals. And allow these higher consciousness, higher vibratory rates to easily and quickly clear whatever is in the way. And to allow these places that come from source, from unconditional love, and create the space. And not allowing the lower vibratory rates take over, but just to allow a moving through. And again, we take a moment. Perhaps one will come more to the forefront for each person. Earth, air, fire, water, ether. The elementals who are the beings that work with, like, each blade of grass, each animal, each plant, even the minerals. Especially the crystal system within the mineral kingdom. allowing ourselves to let our hearts open with a gratitude, tremendous gratitude. All that is in our world. And the visions that can come in the sky, I'm looking for meteors. Amazing. Just amazing. And the visions from sitting on our porches. All of the life. Allowing that gratitude to come through and allowing us to now see, feel, acknowledge this connected bridge between. Humanity and nature. In very specific ways, as I will bring through some sounds, and as we go deep, let them take you deep inside yourself for your own time alone with yourself, whatever area of nature you can bring love, light, and empty. Hayala halawa hona e mama wa o ya ha ho wa take a into the silence. Begin to allow yourself come back into a more waking state. Allow yourself to move through. Opening your eyes gently, stretching just a little bit here and there. One last sigh, letting go, allowing our visions, allowing what we created to go out to support the universe, to support the process. We give great thanks. And we say the words, so be it, so it is done.
It's done.